Thank you, Bree. That was lovely to hear that reading. Thank you. Read it so well. First of all, Happy New Year. I forgot to say it at the beginning. And it's interesting, isn't it? I don't know about you when it comes to the start of a new year, but it's like, you know, what's going to happen in 2022? And you look back, don't you, on last year and think, you know, it was a really bad year. It was a real difficult year. You know, and we've read about Jonah this morning, and the sermon heading this morning is running from God or running to God. What are you going to be doing in 2022? Now, I don't know about you, but life seems to be flying, doesn't it? It's flying past. As I said earlier, my eldest son is 21 now, and it's like the time has just gone like that. You know, Steve remembers him when he was just born, you know, and it's like, and time has just gone, you know, that, just like that, hasn't it? You know, everybody seems to be rushing and running around and doing things, and everybody wants your attention. But at the start of this new year, I just want to challenge each one of us and to encourage each one of us in our walk with God this morning. You know, so many people in the world are calling out, aren't they, for the government to fix the coronavirus. You know, all these different people want everybody to fix the world. But friends, this morning, the only person that can fix the world is the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's the good news that I'll be bringing you this morning. I want to look at three headings under the story of Jonah. The first one is the bad news. We always start with the bad news to get to the good news. Jonah's disobedience. Secondly, Jonah in the storm. And then thirdly, Jonah's deliverance. And I'm quite a simple person, so nothing's complicated. It's all from the Lord and straight from the heart. So firstly, Jonah's disobedience. Now, in verse 3 we read, Jonah, the man of God, hears the word of the Lord and willfully disobeys it. You know, what a sad situation, isn't it? To actually really willfully go against the Lord Jesus Christ and against God. You know, as we start this new year, may I ask that first question to you? Are you willfully disobeying God? Are you looking away from God? Are you running from God? Or are you going to start this new year running to God? The Lord wanted Jonah to go to Nineveh. And Nineveh was, you know, a wicked city full of wickedness. Very much like the world in which we live today, isn't it? You know, Romans 3 and 23 says, for all have sinned. We've all sinned. You know, none of us is righteous whatsoever. We've all sinned. And Nineveh was a wicked city. But Jonah had other ideas. He thought he was going to go to Tarshish. And Tarshish was in Spain, you know, and there's a joke that goes with this, and it goes along the lines of, Jonah wanted to spend 2 weeks in Spain, but ended up spending 3 nights in Wales. And I thought that was very good when I was preparing. He wanted to spend two weeks in Spain, but ended up spending 3 nights in Wales. And the truth is that Jonah will not go God's way. He refuses to serve God. He will not obey God's word. You know, he's going against it, and he wants to go to Tarshish. It's literally going that way. West is Tarshish, as far as you could go. It was Spain, and Nineveh was in the east, totally the opposite way. He was running from the Lord. You know, this morning, I challenge you this morning, are you running from the Lord? As I said earlier in my testimony, you know, I looked like I was walking with the Lord for years, through my 20s, through my early 20s. I looked like I was walking with the Lord. I was going to church. I was saying all the right things. I was probably even praying and taking part. But really, deep down, I was not really focused on the Lord whatsoever. So as we enter this new year, you know, it's a challenge to all of us, isn't it? Are we walking from the Lord, or are we running to the Lord? Secondly, Jonah in the storm. I don't know about you, but life has been quite a storm, hasn't it, over the last couple of years. You know, life is very difficult with the virus and, you know, all the implications of that. And Jonah was in a storm. You know, he was in a big storm. They're on the sea, you know, and he was asleep in the boat. He really wasn't interested in what anyone said. He was asleep in the boat. And You know, they came to him, didn't they, the sailors, to wake him up. And they gave Jonah a wake-up call. And maybe today, at the start of 2022, God's giving you a wake-up call. You know, if you're a Christian here this morning, maybe he's saying, you've got to serve me better. You've got to follow me more this year. You know, last year you might have been a bit up and down. You know, we all get like that, don't we? We all go up and down in our faith at times. But the challenge this morning is, as we enter this new year, you know, is God giving you a wake-up call? How is your relationship with the Lord? You know, if you're not a Christian here this morning, you know, what a way to start, you know, 2022. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." God sent his Son, friend, this morning to die for you, to die for you at Calvary, to set you free. You know, and as we start this new year, you can be set free from all your sin, and you can be set on the way to heaven. You know, the challenge for us, if we're not Christians here this morning, is, are you going to run away from God, or are you going to accept the Lord Jesus Christ this morning? Verse 10 says, they were afraid when Jonah told them that he had run from God, and they cried out to the Lord. You know, and again, you know, if your life's difficult, if you're having problems, cry out, friend, to the Lord this morning, and he will hear your cry. You know, Jonah knew that it was his fault that the storm was upon them, and he accepted his consequences. And, you know, and we all have to accept consequences for our sin, don't we? You know, Romans 6 and 23 says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." You know, friend, this morning, you know, I'm a real believer that the Lord Jesus Christ is coming back. You know, and I believe that it will be probably in my lifetime, the way the world's going. You know, yes, people have said that all through time, but the state of the world at the moment is so bad, and things are going so rapidly away from God, that the Lord Jesus Christ might come back. Maybe even before I finish speaking this morning. I truly believe that. You know, we might be with the Lord today. What a start that would be to the new year. We'd be out of this scene and we'd be with the Lord in glory. You know, what an encouragement that is to all of us, isn't it? You know, whether we're struggling or however life is for us at the minute. You know, are we really looking forward to when the Lord Jesus Christ comes again? You know, this is a warning to all of us, like Jonah. You know, we will not avoid God forever. You may think you're avoiding God now. You may think you're coming to church and just sneaking in the back door, sneaking out again, and living your life differently throughout the week, as you do on a Sunday morning when you come to church. You know, and again, the challenge to us this year is, let's get our lives consistent. You know, are we living the same life Monday to Friday as we are on a Sunday when we come to church? You know, let's live our lives for the Lord, brothers and sisters, this morning, and friends, as we enter this new year. And then, of course, the good news is the third part of the message, Jonah's deliverance. And the good news for us today, I've already said it, is that we can have our sins forgiven. We can walk with God in 2022 and have a wonderful, deep relationship with him. You know, friend, how's your relationship with God this morning? Is it close? Are you really close to him, or are you walking or running away from God this morning? Now, in verse 17, we read, God sends a great fish to save Jonah. You know, Jonah's as good as dead. You know, he's been in the belly of the fish for 3 days. But God has given him a rescue plan. God had the plan for Jonah, didn't he? To rescue him, to spit him out on the beach, and he was alive again. You know, and that can be us this morning, can't it? We may be struggling. We may have had a tough 2021. We may have gone far from God in 2021. But the good news, friends, is this morning, God gives us a fresh start. It always gives us a fresh start if we come back to him and confess our sins to him. You know, God has sent his Son into the world to rescue us from the judgment that's coming. You know, we've already mentioned that, you know, and we don't like to mention the place of hell, but hell is a real place. You know, friends, if you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ, I have to warn you that that's the place where you're heading. But the good news is that Jesus has died and he rose again, hallelujah, and he's seated in heaven at this time. And we're waiting for that time when he comes back. Chapter 3 and verse 1 of Jonah is a great verse. And it says this: the word of the Lord comes to Jonah, and this time he doesn't run away. He doesn't run away from God, but obeys him. And he goes to Nineveh, the place where he should have gone. So he was heading to the west, to Tarshish, far away from God. And he turns, and he turns back. And what a wonderful story and a wonderful picture, isn't it? That we can turn back to God. Even if we've been way out, far from God, right over there, we can come right back to him at the start of this new year and be really back in God's presence. You know, the people of Nineveh repented. You know, what a wonderful story. They were wicked, like the people of this world, like all of us. We were wicked before we became Christians. And again, any of that aren't Christians here this morning, you know, I really challenge you, you know, where do you stand with the Lord Jesus Christ? Accept him this morning, you know, at the start of this new year, and what a wonderful year it will be. 2 Corinthians 6 and verse 2 says, behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. You know, today, come to Jesus today, whether it's for the first time or whether it's you're coming back to him from after being away. You know, do it today. Make that choice to come to the Lord Jesus Christ today. So to conclude, as we start this new year, you know, please choose, brothers and sisters, to walk with God. You know, the church here needs everybody to be walking with God. You know, if one part of the body is not performing, you know, the body's not working properly, is it? You know, so each one of us need to be all encouraged to start this new year with that new vigor to work together, to work in unity as a church, and to walk with the Lord. To finish, Psalm 92 says this: it is good to praise the Lord and make music to your name, O Most High, proclaiming your love in the morning and your faithfulness at night. You know, what a great verse. When we wake up in the morning, we can proclaim the love of the Lord Jesus Christ. When we go to bed at night, we can declare the faithfulness of the Lord through that day. So brothers and sisters this morning, and friends that are here this morning, just be challenged. Be encouraged as well as you start this new chapter of 2022. Please don't run away from God this year. Please just focus on the Lord Jesus Christ and come back to him. And if you're not a Christian here this morning, what a fantastic way to start the new year. Please come to him this morning. Come to him and he will set you anew and set you fresh on that way to heaven. As we finish, if there's anyone that wants to chat afterwards, feel free to speak to myself or John or anybody else. And with time, we'll be sat around waiting at the end of the service. And we just pray that just God will encourage you and bless you through this new year. And we just give all the glories to the Lord. Amen.